Ed Plut is a newcomer to politics, but he's ready to change that.
I'm not a politician whatsoever, and I've never been elected to any office. But I'm at the point in my life where, you know, I got to do something for society, and this is one of them. And this is about our community. It is not about me.
Lou Williams III is a longtime elected official. He served many years as a Ketchikan City Council member before becoming mayor. Williams agrees that giving back to the community is important.
And so, you know, what you put into your community is what you get out. And I've always encouraged that with not only myself or my employees or my kids. I also encourage the people in the city to get involved with the community, because it's whatever you get involved with, you can make it better.
With increasing expenses and shrinking revenue, a big question for all candidates this year is how to balance the budget. Williams says the city's budget has been cut repeatedly over the past few years, and more cuts now will affect services.
It's a tough thing to do. The economy has not been, it's been flat here for 5 or 6 years now. The state has no money, so we're going to have to be a self-sufficient community. We're going to have to decide what we want and what we want to pay for and not do the other stuff.
Plut says he believes the city could save money on its water system by stopping the chloramine treatment system that was completed last year. The system was put in place because the city's former water treatment system created elevated levels of byproducts in violation of federal regulations. The new system has reduced those levels, but they are still too high, and the city is exploring options to reduce the byproducts further. Plut says a standpipe that would take drinking water from a different depth of the lake would solve that problem. He also believes the current city manager, Carl Amelon, is the cause of many cost overruns.
We have several projects as these. He's went over $5 to $6 million on each project, knowingly as such. And, you know, this is mismanagement of taxpayers' money. So, you know, basically, if he's gone, we might be able to control the city again, because there's no reason for us to pay this kind of taxes with the tourist industry the way it is.
Regarding retail marijuana, Plut says he supports allowing it with limits and supports a local excise tax on pot. Williams says he's concerned about allowing edible marijuana products and wants to know more about the options available to the community. If it's allowed, he says he also would support taxing cannabis locally. On the tobacco tax, though, the candidates split. Williams says he's in favor of some kind of tobacco excise tax, with the proceeds helping to fund local government as well as smoking cessation programs. But he says he doesn't see the city moving forward with a tobacco tax without the borough's involvement. Plut had a different take.
I don't support new taxes whatsoever.
He says there are many projects on which the city has overspent, and those should be looked at first.
If you look through the books, I have for the last several years, and found hundreds of these same examples of waste of taxpayers' money, and this has got to come to a stop.
A caller asked the candidates how they would encourage new economic opportunities and growth in Ketchikan. Williams says that's an ongoing focus for the Ketchikan City Council. He noted the city's past and ongoing support for the shipyard, nearby mining exploration, expanding the cruise ship dock downtown, the drive-down ramp for commercial fishermen, the hospital expansion project, and keeping utility rates competitive.
So when the council's doing something, we're always looking at how is that going to help us economically, at least on the time I've been on the council.
Plut suggested starting a boat museum, but says the main focus should be on reducing wasteful spending. Another listener submitted a question asking the candidates what their understanding is of the role of the mayor. Plut says the mayor's job is challenging.
But he's working with a budget ran by Carl Amelon, and Carl Amelon actually throws the big shots out there. And the mayor has to make the decision one way or another, I understand it, but it's all tough to do. So, you know, basically the way they're working it, so instead of blaming the mayor or city council, you know, you should actually blame Carl Amelon.
Williams says the mayor represents the community and works with the public, the council, and city management to help keep things running smoothly.
You know, this mayor system here in Ketchikan is a weak one, so I got to grab for whatever I can get. And one thing I do well is I'm at the meetings, working and making sure all the council, I like to work with the council members, make sure everybody's heard, and, you know, try to get a good debate on and direction what we want to go on. So, you know, we do it efficiently, and everybody gets their input.
The two mayoral candidates also discussed what to do with the old Main Street fire station, whether to change the city's water rate structure, consolidation, and their top priorities if elected. The local election is October 6th. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.